Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Love and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, acting upon orders from Justice of the Peace Lum Edwards, Abner, the deputy town marshal, yesterday placed Mr. Webster under arrest, the charge being a violation of an old Pine Ridge traffic law. And so now Mr. Webster is occupying a cell in the town jail. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library discussing the forthcoming trial with Abner's father, Finus Peabody.
Unlawful for any person or persons driving a horseless carriage on the main streets of Pine Ridge after sundown more than 5 miles per hour.
Let me finish.
Without a guide who will precede said vehicle, carrying a lighted lantern and warning the citizens of the approaching danger.
Mom, I know that traffic's rule. What I asked you was, how is convicting Mr. Webster on that charge going to do Milford Spears any good?
Well, just let me finish reading this, and that'll answer your question for you. Now, listen to this. Violators of this ordinance are subject to a fine of not less than $10, nor more than $500. There you are.
Well, what about it?
Well, didn't you get it? $500. I can fine Mr. Webster $500 on this charge.
Yeah, I know. That's what the law says, according to what you read there. But I still...
Well, here, let me explain it to you. We're trying to buy the old Dillard farm so his grandpappy Spears will have a place to live, ain't we?
Well, yeah, that's...
And Luther Phillips wants $1,000 for it, don't he?
Yeah, that's what he told me, $1,000.
And all me and you could scrape together was half that amount.
Yeah.
So we still need $500.
Yeah, that's right. Still need...
There you are. Mr. Webster don't know it yet, but he's practical buying Grandpap a new farm.
Well, he ought to. He just the same as stole old Milford's place right out from under him.
And here's something else Mr. Webster don't know. He's going to wake up some fine morning and find out that that nice, valuable spring ain't on his land no more.
Well, now, Lum, you ain't actually going out there and change the course of that creek.
Mr. Peabody, that's something we don't discuss.
You're monkeying around with dangerous stuff there, boy.
Well, you just leave that part to me.
Dangerous stuff.
I'll handle it.
Monkeying, you ought to be careful on that.
Don't worry, I will be, but I think the plan I got studied up ought to work pretty... Wait a minute. Yonder comes Abner. Better not talk about none of this in front of him.
No.
He still keeps getting the wrong idea about what I'm trying to do here.
I ain't hardly saw Abner since I moved out of my room over there at his place and the Spears has moved in, though.
You saw him yesterday when he arrested Mr. Webster, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I
wonder how he's going to get along with his new prisoner down there at the jail.
I ain't heard.
Yeah, we'll find out all about it now. Mind out. Well, howdy do, Mr. Deppley.
Howdy do, Mr. Justice of the Peace. Oh, hello, Papa.
Howdy, son. Howdy.
How you getting along down at the jailhouse, Deppley?
Oh, just fine, fine, natural.
I mean with your new prisoner.
Oh, Mr. Webster?
Yeah.
Just dandy as anything at all.
You mean he ain't mad or nothing?
Why, of course not. I'm running that jail right. I'm keeping the prisoners happy. Fact is, that's my new motto. Keep 'em happy.
Well, that's a good motto, son.
Yes, sir. I'm doing a good job down there. Everybody down there says they'd a heap rather have me for the town marshal than old Uncle Henry Lunsford, even.
Well, that ain't hard to understand, the way you've been eliminating them and everything else down there.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, I'm building that up to where it's getting to be a good outfit. Business is getting better all the time.
Good for you, son.
You know, Uncle Henry never had more than 2 or 3 prisoners down there at one time, and here I've got every cell full right now. Yes, sir.
Well, ain't no mysteries about that to me.
I might even have to build an extra annexes on her. I don't know.
I'm proud of you, son. Glad to see you making a success of yourself, pal.
Oh, I'm a gore. Yes, sir. Bob.
Yeah, and to think there was times when both me and your mama thought you never would amount to much.
You know, I even got a waiting list.
A waiting list?
Yes, sir. I've got a list of fellers' names that's just waiting till I get an empty cell so they can be arrested for something and get in jail.
Well, that don't surprise me none.
Huh?
The way housing condition is and all. But what does surprise me is Mr. Webster's altitude about all this. Are you sure he ain't all riled up, Abner?
No, he ain't riled up. Fact is, he's one of the happiest prisoners down there, I believe.
Oh, well, he's a nice feller, all right. He's a varmint and a crook, but he is pleasant. I'll say that for him.
Yeah, he's jolly. Yeah. Laughs most of the time.
Well, I don't see what he's got to laugh about now, though. Did you tell him that his trial's coming up next Monday? By the way, that's when I have set the trial for Monday.
Yeah, I know it. I told Mr. Webster that, too.
Well, didn't that make him mad or get him worried or nothing?
No, he ain't worried. He says that you ain't got a chance nowhere of convicting him on that charge.
Oh, he does he?
Yeah, he says that traffic rule is out of date and old time and everything else. And he says he can get out of that just as easy as falling off a log.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
What he says.
I've got an airtight case against him, I think. I ain't going to leave even a little bitty loophole for him to crawl through.
Well, he ain't worried, I know that. He called long distance to some lawyer friend of his, and he knows that he can get out of it.
He called some big lawyer, you say?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I was feared of that.
But he ain't going to use no lawyer in the trial, though, he said.
He ain't?
No, he's going to defend himself.
My goodness, that's good news. I'm glad he ain't hiring no lawyer.
Yeah, well, if he's got an airtight case against him, then why do you care if he got a lawyer or not?
Well, you know how it is. Get a lawyer out here, and he'd get to arguing with me and get me all mixed up to where I'm liable to turn Mr. Webster loose.
Yeah, well, he don't want one no way.
Well, it's just as well that he don't, because it'd just be a waste of time for him. He's done convicted right now, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, he said if we're going to arrest him on that charge, why, we ought to arrest everybody else in town, because they're all violating that traffic ordinance.
Well, you just tell him we ain't got room for everybody in jail. Special not the way you got it filled up.
Well, I'll have one empty cell quick as the trial's over, that Mr. Webster's in.
Not unless he forks over that $500 I'm aiming to fine him, he won't.
$500? You going to fine him that much?
That's the maximums on that law. I can tell right now he's going to get the maximum.
And then Lum's going to take that money and go over to Luther Phillips's.
Finers, careful what you're saying now.
Huh? Wait a minute. Is that what you're aiming to do with the money, Lum? Buy some more land for yourself?
I ain't buying no land for myself, and you know it.
What are you doing then?
Well, you just wait till after the trial, and you can see for yourself what I'm doing. And you'll be ashamed of yourself for the way you've been acting towards me, too.
Yes, sir, son. You'll be ashamed of yourself for thinking all them things about Lum.
Maybe so, but I'll wait and see.
Yeah, well, you'll see. Now, mark my words, son. You'll see.
I'll mark them. But I'll tell you feller something. That trial ain't going to come out like you think it's going to.
Why, it is, Donnie. I've got an airtight case against him. I've never had a case yet in my court that ain't come out like I wanted it to.
Yeah, well, this one will be different.
It can't be. Not the way I got things worked out. It's an open and shut up case. I know I can convict him.
Of course, now, he talked to a lawyer. Don't forget that.
Well, yeah.
And it was some big lawyer in St. Louis, too, I think.
St. Louis, huh?
Yes, sir.
Big one, huh?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, I'm still sure I can convict him. Almost, I think.
Well, Mr. Webster's pretty smart when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, he's smart, all right. Smart as a whip.
Well, yeah, I'll admit that, but don't forget, I ain't no ignoramus myself. Hardly. I know all about legal matters. I can say habeas corpus is just as good as anybody.
Yeah.
And corpus is delicto, and whereas, and party of the first part, and ex post facto, and courts adjourned, salt in a battery, and Alice aforethoughts, and pounding the gravel on the desk. I know all them.
Boy, he knows him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he loves good at
it. But Mr. Webster's smart as a whip, too.
And he sits around laughing all the time, too. That must mean something if he can sit down there and laugh when he's in there.
Well, it might. I doubt it, though. What kind of laughing is it?
Well, it's just plain laughing, I reckon. Just plain old everyday ha-ha laughing.
I know, but is it the kind of laughing like when somebody tells you a funny joke, or like when you got something up your sleeve, sort of?
You mean like something's tickling you, like a feather up your sleeve?
No, I mean like when a feller laughs because he knows something.
Well, he does know something.
Uh-oh. Granny, I wonder if I can get out of that charge.
Well, he's smart as a whip.
If anybody can get out of it, Mr. Webster can, I know that.
I just hope he don't start using a lot of big words. That always gets me all mixed up.
Well, he'll mix you up, Lum. You might just as well make up your mind to that right now.
I wonder if I couldn't just convict him by telephone and not give him no chance to talk back to me. No. I reckon that wouldn't be legal.
No, that wouldn't be legal, I don't think. No.
He's smart as a whip.
You said that, yep. Mr. Peabody.
Smart as a whip.
Granny's, I almost wish I hadn't arrested him now.
Well, it's done dead now, Lum, so you'll just have to go ahead with the trial. Ain't no way to get out of it.
Well, can't you let him escape out of jail or something?
Why, he wouldn't leave there for nothing. He likes it there. He told me himself that he's looking forward to that trial. He just can't hardly wait for it.
Oh, me. Say, Abner, that lawyer in St. Louis he called, did you get his name?
I believe I heard it. I don't recollect now just what it was.
Well, reckon you could find out what it is for me?
Why, sure. I'll ask Mr. Webster.
I wish you'd do that and let me know as quick as you can.
Yeah, all right. I don't see what you're worrying about him for, though, Lum. I told you Mr. Webster ain't going to use him.
I know that. That's why I thought I might get him down here for myself.
For yourself?
Yeah, when a feller's in as tight a spot as I'm in, he ought to have somebody around that knows the law for you.